Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, "We Are Not Guests in Our Church."
Our reading is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. We know the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus. He addressed Gentiles who were baptized Christians. The book of Ephesians focuses on the doctrine, the basic doctrine of the church, what it is and how believers function within it. St. Paul wanted the early Christians to remember their previous condition, to remind them to be grateful to God. His message to the Ephesians is as relevant as it is today. St. Paul reminds us that we belong to God's household. We are members of His church. We are not tourists or strangers. Therefore, we should stop acting like one. Imagine a foster child being accepted to a new home and being treated as their own. What a cause for joy and gratitude. Aside from gratitude, which we should have towards God, the reading, particularly verse 20, affirms the house of God to be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The stability of the building depends upon the foundation. Thus, we are certain that the structure is well built and will last. The stability of the building depends upon the foundation. The structural integrity of the church, which is God's household, is assured by the builder, Jesus Christ. And St. Paul reminds us of this truth and challenges us to act as members of the household and not as guests.